Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello. Hello, and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen. My name is Owen, and the singer next to me is Marius. Is it me you're listening to? It is indeed, but I'm also listening to Abby Wamba. Hello.
That wasn't me. I can really sing, but I won't. But I'm not going to. I won't be bullied into it.
Abby actually has a really lovely voice.
Oh,
I heard her
thanks,
sing.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, I can.
This is Copy in Copenhagen, the podcast about life in Copenhagen. It's about life in Denmark. It's about life in Scandinavia. It's about life in all its many forms. And we
herbivores.
That's the most random thing you could have said.
And it's many vores. I like it. Yeah. It sounded like you said vores. It was funny. Good job, Marius.
Thanks.
What we do is we talk about
making my jokes look better. Thank you.
What we do is we talk about.
Keep interrupting Owen. It's really impolite.
What we do?
Sorry, Owen. I really shouldn't do it. Okay, go ahead.
What we do is talk about our life here in Denmark. We talk about the news. We talk about our own experiences because we have interesting experiences. Because I have the experiences of myself, and I'm wow, harsh. Are you just trying to torpedo this whole show?
A little bit.
I'm Owen, and I'm Irish, and I've been living here for a while. And Abby's American, and she's living here for a while. And you've been here living here the longest because you're Danish, Marius.
I've been living here for a whiler.
A whiler. We talk about our experiences. We talk about the news. The news that we might find on the Copenhagen Post. And you know what you might find on the Copenhagen Post? Our podcast. You could be listening through that, or you could be listening through Spotify.
Yes.
Or you could be listening through iTunes.
Yes.
And if you're listening through any of those things, please take a moment. Leave us a review.
Oh, shit.
Give us 5 stars. Because we are now at Facecake time. We have 100 reviews on Spotify. And that means Facecake. But instead of Facecake, we've gone, I would like to say, one step further. And we have listener sweets.
But wait, Hold on. I am still getting a face cake, right?
Eventually, yeah, we'll get you a face cake.
I mean, the cookies don't count as face cake, guys.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. All right, I just have something to say before we get into anything else. I do not believe that our listeners have any concept of how much hand gesturing Owen does on this iPod. On this podcast, and so I took a video, and I'm gonna post it, and
yes,
it's insane.
Yes.
It's insane. It's because he's going to Rome this weekend. He's practicing.
I gesticulate.
Welcome to the podcast.
Oh my god. I'm enthusiastic when I talk.
You're a great communicator. Always.
Great
Thank
communicator.
You.
We
Thank
really
you.
Get it.
I heard a great quote that the reason you should communicate with body language,
yeah,
yes, it's not only because that, okay, let's see if I can get this right. So when I'm just talking, yes, you have time to think about what I'm saying. If I'm using my body language, you're forced kind of to react to my body language as well with your body language. And then I can tell immediately how you feel about what I'm saying.
Ooh. So if I stand still, it's like a blank sheet. You can't tell what
I'm
thinking.
Then I'm just purely listening to your words.
Interesting. And the words I want to hear now, Marius, you can use your arms as much as you want, but I'd like to hear the words of news. Tell me what you brought to the table on the realm of news in Denmark or Scandinavia or the world, whatever you want to talk about.
I shall. It's a rather big story. We talked about this before, but it's kind of come to a conclusion now. It's this case where it involves the government, it involves the Defense Intelligence Services, there's been a court case, and it's all sort of come to a head now. The headline for this in Copenhagen Post is, Mette Frederiksen fends off harsh criticism in delicate intelligence affair, which Abby thought sounded like.
I think delicate intelligence sounds like you know where the clitoris is.
One day, Marius, one day. Okay, let's get into this. So, the story kind of is around this. Was the top of the government involved in the repatriation of the head of the Defense Intelligence Service? Did the top government condone the wiretapping of the boss, Lars Findsen? Why were details about Findsen's sexual encounters leaked?
Okay, wait. So the government approved that they tap the head of intelligence's like phone or office or something, and then they leaked his like sexy stuff?
Yeah.
What? Okay, I was already like, as soon as you said this, we were going to talk about this story, I was like, I'm already bored. And I'm not.
Did I bring
anymore.
You back?
Yeah. I'm back. Okay, first, okay, what though? I mean, honestly, I'm sure you have more details, but I know now. Remember when we were like, oh, some people think you're being watched all the time. And now we like all know that we're being watched all the time.
We're aware of it. We still, we still do everything.
We're not making fun of anybody. Yeah. Like, we know we're being watched all the time. Like, truly, if I like ever pick my nose in my house, I'm like, somebody saw it. Like, I know it happened. That guy is still doing sexy stuff in his state intelligence office.
But when you're the head of state intelligence, you're probably like, no one's looking at me.
Yeah.
I know all the people.
I know all the wiretaps. If you're the head of state intelligence, you are absolutely, like, everybody's looking at you. You definitely do not do sexy stuff in your office, you fucking idiot.
Wait, did we say office? Did he have sexy time in his office?
No, so the funny thing is, though it says it's been leaked, I've been trying to find what exactly the leak was about his sexual stuff, but I can't find it.
I get it with the phrasing.
I know.
His sexy leak.
Sexy leak. anyway, but just to kind of, so the story kind of started when it was revealed or leaked by Claus Hjort Frederiksen and former head of the Danish Defense, Lars Findsen, that there was this whole story about NSA and America, sort of the tapping into the Danish, sort of getting information about.
Yeah, there's a line, a cable that goes right outside Copenhagen, and it's got all the internet information coming from a lot of the world, including Russia, and Denmark has been tapping into it, taking information, and then giving that information to America.
Yeah, it was like a secret surveillance agreement between Denmark and the U.S. National Security Service. Both Claus Hjort and Lars Findsen, they have been charged under a sort of rarely used section of the penal code that carries a maximum.
Penal code.
We're going to struggle
getting
through this.
Rarely used.
Leak.
But they could have gotten 12 years in prison.
Yeah.
But the case then got to the court. Mm-hmm. But because then there was this question, should this be an open or a closed court?
Mm.
And then it ended up being an open court.
Oh.
And then that meant that they couldn't bring the sort of the classified details.
Mm-hmm.
So the charges were dropped because they couldn't bring the evidence.
They couldn't say it.
Yeah.
They couldn't talk about the evidence because it's classified. Because it's classified, you can't say it out loud.
Yeah.
So you take it to court, you can't say the evidence, and then there's just nothing.
But then why did they pick that? That doesn't make any sense.
But the whole thing was a bit, like, questionable why the government were doing it, right?
And so also, did they just throw this sexy stuff in, like, to make me pay attention for a second? Because then there was no more sexy stuff. Like, you guys said sexy stuff.
It was a teaser.
I'm just saying, I think that from now on, I feel like this might have been a thing to get people to pay attention to the fact that they were tapping lines. Like, truly. Because everybody knows they're tapping stuff.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, if you say, and we heard some sexy stuff, and then none of the sexy stuff can be found anywhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist anywhere.
It's a bit of a tease, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. But like,
what was that?
I'm just saying, I have this all figured out, guys. I have this all figured out. Well, they just want us to like be, you know, somebody wants us to be upset about the wiretapping and won't tell us anything sexy, and I'm pissed.
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
But wasn't this whole thing connected to like lockdown laws and stuff like that? That he leaked lockdown law information? They spoke to a journalist. It's a very muggled, messy case.
Yeah. Yeah.
like it began during lockdown. Or something like that.
No, it was before.
It was a journalist. Yeah, I know, but there was like something about lockdown laws and journalists, and then
I think you're mixing some things up here.
Oh, is that a different case?
I think that's pertaining to the mink case.
No. Or maybe. Oh, man, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Where's the sexy stuff?
Can we get back to the sexy stuff? Truly.
Well, I tried searching. Like, the Guardian has an article about it. I couldn't find anything about the sexy stuff.
You tried
there.
Searching head of intelligence sexy stuff?
I did. And, I literally did. And then, I had his name in there, but yeah.
We just found out, like, it's just, like, constantly Marius's, like, porn search.
Like, head of security sexy stuff? Top secret sexy stuff?
Yeah, top secret sexy stuff.
That, if you... Alt-right, if you
delicate go, intelligence affair.
If you go into alt-right, it's actually... Arch-right.
Arch-right. Oh, my God. Whoops. Holy shit.
If you go into Marius's other website, Arch-right, it's actually... There's a network of different websites, and one of them is Top Secret Sexy Stuff.
Top Secret Sexy Stuff.
Which has a sub page, it's called Delicate Intelligence. Yeah.
That's good stuff. That's good. I'm sure there's so many, like,
I'm getting a lot of traction on those.
There's so much kink and niche out there right now that people are, like, accepting. I think we could make a whole new one of, like, secret Top Secret Sexy Stuff.
Hey, speaking of kink.
Yeah.
What? Is he going to say
this coming from?
Do you have something to tell us? Or no? Sorry.
What? Oh, no, I was like, no, about no. The chlamydia thing. Yeah, that.
No. We'll get to that. But last on the pod.
Oh yeah.
What was it? Etching?
Yeah.
I never got what that was. We just kind of.
Did you look over? Did you look
never
it up?
No, I've never looked
was?
It up.
Oh, edging? Okay.
I thought about looking it up.
Keep it a mystery.
Owen says I'm not allowed to explain what edging is on the podcast.
I think this is an educational podcast as well. And I don't know
if this is necessary for the podcast.
Is it too edgy? It's an edging
it's not
too
that edgy.
Okay.
No,
I'll explain it like it's not a sex thing. Like, it's like if you're really hungry and somebody has a piece of pizza and they're like, here, Marius, do you want this pizza? And it gets really close to your face.
Okay,
and you're like salivating and you're like really ready to eat this pizza. And then I say, no, you can't have that pizza. And then I like
that's a way of
dance around
very...
you with the pizza. And then I like almost put the pizza in your mouth. And then you're like, oh my
that's
God, I really want this
tease.
Pizza.
That's a pizza tease.
Yeah, it's just like that.
Right, we'll leave
but it's with,
that
with
week.
With top secret sexy stuff instead of pizza.
But this week we'll leave that. Marius, that's the information you're getting about that. See if you can come up with anything. And of course, I'm always going to, if the listeners want to write to Marius.
If they're
please write in and explain
Copenhagen at gmail.com. Please write into Marius, address your definition of etching, and tell him what an appropriate broom is.
We are a podcast about news in Denmark.
Maybe a drawing about where to find a clitoris.
So oh my god, guys. Sorry. We are getting very blue. We're getting very blue.
But the
news is the case is closed. It's done.
Well, no, because now it's all about how did Mette and how did the government, how much pressure did they put on people? Like, yeah, there's still stuff to unraveled in this.
Mette.
Yes, but Mette is out and denying any wrongdoing by the government or by herself, of course. So,
deny. So I am, I have some interesting news. I got some interesting news.
Yeah.
I went on to one of my favorite news outlets. I went on to the Daily Mail. But here's something you may or may not know about me.
He's a royalist.
It's not just the Daily Mail, but it's the Daily Mail Royal section that I
read. No!
I love it. I get updates on my phone about the royals on Daily Mail. And this week, it was a very important part because it wasn't just the royals. It was the Danish royals that were in the Daily Mail.
Yes, yes.
Ooh.
Indeed. It was Prince Frederick of Denmark was spotted with a Mexican socialite in Madrid without his wife.
Ooh.
They had a big fun night out and his wife was nowhere to be seen. Mary
top secret
there.
Sexy stuff. Yeah. Top secret sexy stuff.
Yeah, so... Prince Frederick was out having a great time with his Mexican friend.
Pingo?
Is that what they call him?
That was his nickname when he was a frogman.
When he was a what?
In the military?
Yeah.
Oh.
Pingo, that's so cute.
So anyway, this alone is like, ooh, my God, Frederick, what are you up to? Who is this? Why are you going out without your wife? which I love. I mean, that's my fill. But,
wow.
But that's not where it ends. Because if you follow on to Copenhagen Post, there was a historic event where Prince Christian
yep.
signed a declaration to be stand-in as head of state. And that only happens if the Queen and Prince Frederick are unable to complete their obligations.
Mm. Yeah.
So my thinking is the Queen reckons Frederick's going to elope or do something very wrong. And like, ooh. when you just step down from the crown or don't take the crown, what's that called again?
Abdicate.
When he's going to abdicate to be with his Mexican, I think she's a soap opera star.
Oh.
And we're going to have little old Christian as king.
I love that you, right before you told this fucking rumor that you just made up.
That's not a rumor. That's just a thought.
You were like, this is a news podcast. And by the way, Prince Frederick is eloping to Mexico and we're going to have an 18-year-old king.
All right. So this is conjecture, right? I mean,
love it.
No. I study law and, allegedly. There we go. Done. Sweet. Done. No. Of course not. It was just something like I happened
that
to
That is
notice.
A good, I like that. Like, but technically, isn't yeah. it, didn't he sign it because he's 18 now? He's like of age. Like last couple weeks ago, we had to hear all about his birthday party. He had a big birthday party. And now we have to hear that it made me think things. You know, I don't think about, I don't often just like address what I think about royalty. Because I don't like love it like Owen, but I haven't grown up with it. So I think it's like cute. Like I just am like, oh, it's cute. But then that whole like Prince Christian, this child mm-hmm. just signed a paper that says like he will solemnly uphold the Danish constitution mm-hmm. should he have to, like did make me feel like what? Like what
yeah.
the fuck?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
what the mm-hmm.
yeah, huh? yeah. It kind of puts it into the perspective. Like this guy can now like decide who's a minister or fire a minister.
Is that what the power they get?
Yes, technically. Wow. Yes. So he like the queen is supposed to, she approves the government.
Yeah. But isn't that just like they come and they're like, okay, I have to go to tell you that I'm leaving or coming in or whatever.
Tradition, formality, yeah. yeah but yeah, technically.
Yeah.
And now you got an 18-year-old Brett there just like, no.
Wow. That's crazy.
I mean, I don't know
if he's a brat.
We don't know if he's a brat. Also, I think a lot of teenagers are very smart. I think some teenagers should be running shit instead of some of the adults that are running shit. But
that's the most like, I think the youth is our future. I mean, we should just be listening to the kids.
Listen, I just know that there is going to be an uprising of young people and I don't want to get, they are going to control it all.
Yeah.
And you guys heard it here first. I like you.
I like you.
I voted for kids. But that is crazy. Mm. That's fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. When I saw that, I was like,
where was Prince Mary? I know. It was fucking crazy. Where was she that night?
Oh my God.
What was he doing in Mexico? Did it say? Was it
he wasn't even in Mexico. It was Madrid.
It was Madrid.
It was a neutral ground.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was he? Was he just.
I don't know. I didn't read the full article.
Oh, but like, really, he was just like. Also, this is crazy, though, because like he was just spotted with.
Yeah, it's bollocks. It's such like, okay, in reality, I'm Irish, so I'm not a monarchist.
What if like someone's covering this and it's like Abby is spotted in a podcast studio with two men every week?
Yeah.
Every week. Like, oh my God. Talking about sex, top secret sexy stuff.
Oh, Abby. Oh, loud.
Sorry, top secret sexy stuff.
Yeah, it's secret.
Secret.
But it's such, like, okay, Daily Mail isn't exactly like a respectable outlet, but in the sense of like, you don't go there for like hard hitting, like,
facts
and good journalism. But
I love that you're on this mailing list. I love it.
But I'm not on the mailing list.
I know that you are.
I'm just on the. It just gets texts, okay? It's but I just. I no, no. But the real thing was, I was curious because I know that people love. They salivate about rumors about the British royals and Harry and all those kind of things. Is there any kind of culture of that in Denmark about like loving a bit of royal gossip? Because I was really. I'm speaking of this because I was surprised to hear anything about Danish royals going out and like it doesn't really.
I mean, yeah, we have tabloids here as well. There's Se and Hør, there's Billedbladet, which is these like colorful magazines, and mostly they cover, you know, B-list celebrities and the royals here.
Okay, so it is like
yeah,
it's a regular thing to pick it up and see a royal in like a tabloid.
Yeah, yeah. But it's typically very mundane, boring stuff. There's yeah. very little scandal kind of going on. And yeah, I can't remember any real scandals. I think the last scandal I can remember is like back in the early 90s, where New Year's Eve, Frederick was caught drink driving with a hot model.
That's pretty Wait, scandalous.
Somebody's drunk driving?
Yeah, like yeah. a royal.
Who was?
Like second in line to the throne.
Yeah, Prince Frederick, yeah.
So. Prince Frederick was?
Yeah, Prince Frederick, yeah.
Recently? Drunk driving?
19.
I love it. Oh, 19. You pay attention when I talk.
Listen, I was looking up the affair. I was looking Fair up enough. The affair because this is kind of a crazy headline about this. Okay, is Prince Frederick of Denmark braves public with wife as socialite denies affair rumors. And Princess Mary.
Who you're a big fan of, Marius.
People love Princess Mary.
You've talked about Princess Mary a lot to me.
Have I?
Yes. What? Yes. You've wanted to
that
have her on.
That was in confidence.
You wanted to have her on. You've told me you wanted to have her on yeah, the podcast.
Yeah, because that would be the biggest scoop for this podcast.
Biggest scoop. The scoop.
The okay, scoop of the century.
Copenhagen, the royal podcast.
At one point, imagine this is like the amount of. I feel like people look at me like this. Like I'm like, oh, they know they'll notice everything. Like just like not. Like public people, like my friends. I'm like, oh, did they notice? Like, listen. At one point, the prince put his hand on his wife's back as they entered the museum. Mary, seemingly sending a message to the photographers, wore a necklace with the initial F for Frederick. What?
What?
Yeah. This is the.
That's like, what they're that's
showing.
The right,
they're
that's
showing
they're
unity.
About?
They're showing unity. This okay. is Fox News, guys.
Fox News. Fox that's another. News.
Well, we're really using the this reliable the sources today.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Guys, I think that like, I don't care. and also, but when you pay even a little bit of attention, it is. Fascinating.
Right?
It does feel like it highlights like parts of the world that are existing that I don't look at all.
It's like this complete. I'm so. It's a different void. I have no understanding of yeah. what the worlds are up to. Who cares? Like, what's the importance?
Like that anybody would wear a necklace with an F on it. But really wild. Like that's like she's Remember like when, sending messages to the press.
What's Donald Trump's wife's name? Ivanka?
Melania.
Remember when Melania...
Ivanka, that's his daughter, but kind of...
Yeah. remember when Melania wore that jacket that just said, fuck off on the back of it?
Or like...
Or I don't give a shit or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, it was a nice jacket.
It was a lovely jacket.
That's that. And in other news, our great overlords, Novo Nordisk, continue to keep this country afloat because it ain't the big companies that we're used to. Like we mentioned last week briefly, Musk.
Sacked 10,000.
10,000. And this week, in keeping in line, Ørsted, the Danish energy company, mm-hmm. I believe the world's biggest wind energy company.
Yeah, you might be right in that.
They're not CEO, they're finance and operations officer, so CFO, mm-hmm. I guess, was fired because he lost $4 billion, Abby.
Dollars?
Real money.
Whoa, real dollars?
$4 billion real money.
I'm paying attention again.
It's like we got to just keep her. Yeah. Hey, Abby, look over here.
Sexy stuff? Sexy stuff?
America? Sexy America? Yeah, lost $4 billion real dollars. And they're kind of recoiling from that. It comes from, I believe, two major operations being pulled in America, and the wind power industry is seemingly struggling at the moment for all the reasons the world is struggling. But but yeah, so that's two for two in Danish business.
Very good.
Yep.
Well, now we've previously also.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mentioned or talked about sort of the Danish alcohol consumption on this podcast. And at one point, I believe we talked about sort of younger people being less inclined to get completely wankered.
Wankered! That's another way to keep me on my toes.
These are all just like little like tricks we've learned.
Yeah, yeah, to keep happy. Focused. but apparently it's all people are getting off their tits again. So the Danish government have introduced a new sort of plan for no more fruity liquor for teens.
No more this is the kind of thing in this country that blows my fucking mind. It's 2023. Now the Danish government, we're drawing the line. We're not gonna legally allow children to drink fruity liqueur anymore. We will let them run the country.
Yeah. Can they vape?
Oh my god! That's
well,
so
no,
crazy.
Vaping is also sort of being hit down on because apparently a lot of young kids are vaping.
But
flavored tobacco will be made illegal.
What about the pipe smokers of the world?
No, illegal for teenagers. Right?
Oh, okay, right, okay.
But also, wait, hold on. Are the teenagers, when we say teenagers, because teenagers in this country can drink from 15?
16, right?
16?
I think 12? It's 16 now, yeah. You can drink now. Beer. Now you can drink. So 16 and 17-year-olds can still legally buy beer or alcoholic soft drinks up to 6% now.
Wow. Okay, but before they could also buy fruity liqueur.
Yeah, yeah, so what? I think it was then you had to be 18 to buy like hard liquor.
Yeah.
I think was how they changed the rule.
Yeah.
Yes. And in addition, nicotine sachets or snus will get a pay rise of 12 kroners, so will equal a pack of cigarettes now.
Oh.
Yep. The initiative has been allocated almost half a billion kroner in the years 2024 and 2028, and 85 million kroner each year thereafter. Money will be drawn primarily for the price increase on nicotine pouches. So yeah. And this is all because, we're back on top as at least in European school survey project on alcohol and other drugs.
Yes.
The Danish young people drink drunkenly and at level above all others in Europe. I don't quite understand.
Why
drink drunkenly?
What?
That's what it says in
the
article.
Wait, okay, read that again.
Drink. So,
Danish
young people drink drunkenly and at level above all others in Europe.
Dare I ask, where are you reading this?
Copenhagen Post.
Oh.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right. Yeah. I think they got it wrong this time. But I do absolutely believe that Danish young people are the drunkest in the world. I believe it so much. I think it's really interesting. I have really a lot of respect for the
drunk teens of Denmark.
For the way that teenagers are treated like people. And I really like the way that adults talk to them and talk about them and trust them with things. But I do not understand why they just like, I feel like Danish teenagers are like encouraged to drink. I feel like this culture is just like, yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Go on out. Drink drunkenly.
Drink drunkenly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say my parents, it wasn't like they were encouraging it, but they knew it was, you know, an integral part of young kids' culture and becoming a teenager. So I think their approach was like, okay, well, we will give you your first drink. We will talk to you about alcohol. And that's that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then set some like rules and like you have to be home by this time and some stuff like that. But that was kind of the preventive measures.
I wonder about drinking drunkenly. And I wonder like if there is
drinking.
If there's any study that's about like the amount, like the negative effects. You know, like how many teens are hospitalized or have to get their stomach pumped. Like, if it's better that way, like, even if, I don't know. I'm interested. I got two kids that are going to be Danish teenagers someday. And I, my parents, I feel like were kind of similar about alcohol. Like I had like they were like, okay, you're going to do this. But then I didn't really
drink. But did you have to wait till 21 or did they sort of ease
before,
you?
When I was in high school, they like let me have like wine at my yeah. mom like had like I was allowed to have it at Thanksgiving. I remember.
So that's why it's so important to you.
High school like 16 to 18 yeah. or something. I mean, listen, guys, I've almost been I have had a sober month. I might extend it into the rest of the year. I have almost 4 weeks no drinking right now. So I am on a very high horse. Okay. Right now, I'm like, what these teenagers think they're doing. But it is like I don't know. I mean, there is just like the drinking culture here. The way that it extends like happily to youth is like is a bit bewildering to me. Like that Yon, for instance, we talked about this before. Yeah. He's been sober all year. Mm. He just like decided and he decided to do a sober January and then he like extended it for the whole year. And now I just made it sound like I'm trying to do that too. And maybe I won't because it sounds like that. But he said he hadn't had a whole month like sober since he was like 14 because he just started drinking so early yeah, and yeah. it was so normal and it was so constant.
Mm.
That's wild.
But it's just, I think we are tipping into a world where we're conscious of it and there's more options not to drink and yeah. have fun. And like, there's not such a pressure on society to be like social in Ireland and in Denmark. Like we've talked about that before, like using alcohol to like lower inhibitions and talk and feel more relaxed with people. But there's still just so many people that rely on it for social reasons that I understand why people are like, yeah, go have a beer when you're 16 or
from far away. And so I tried to buy like two cases, like not even cases, like 18 packs of beer. And I couldn't. It was like a limit in the grocery store. I could only buy one case at a time and then I had to take it to the car and then come back as though I was a separate customer and do it again.
Hello.
And it was just like, and I, then somebody behind me, cause I actually, no, I was trying to get, and I was also getting a six pack. So then I had to do it three times and somebody behind me like helped me and like pretended they were buying it and I got it. But like, it was like,
but that wasn't an age thing. That wasn't an age thing.
It was just in grocery stores. It's not a beer distributor. Yeah. So you have to go to a beer distributor to get beer. You go to a liquor store to get liquor.
Mm.
Now some grocery stores in Pennsylvania can sell beer, but to a limit of like, it's an 18 bottle max, basically.
Yeah, okay.
And so it's like, oh, yeah. And but it's interesting because when I was doing this, I was like, this is insane. Like people are, but then again, I don't know. I'm just curious. I don't think that restricting that way is, I think now it makes sense because there are these businesses that depend on it.
Yeah.
Like
beer
distributors, and that's the point. But also drinking, some people, when I was like growing up, it was just, it was harder to get booze, right? And then you got drunk and you got really drunk when you got drunk, but like, but you didn't get drunk all the time.
No, you didn't get drunk all the time, but it did like for instance, I know what you're saying, as in like these rules and regulations don't stop drinking culture. They might slow it down in certain ways, or like you said, you didn't drink every day, but when you did on a Saturday or whatever, you probably got hammered because you're like, oh, we only are able to get alcohol at this, you know, when we can.
Mm.
But like, look at Sweden. Sweden's got like strong drinking rules and laws and stuff like that. And Sweden drinks as much as Denmark nearly.
Sweden's drunk right now.
I mean, Sweden.
Sweden's wasted right now.
Hey, pay attention, Sweden. Can you hear me? But like, I think that Swedish drinking culture is very similar to Danish.
Yeah, I think so.
Like,
yeah.
Swedes like to go out, get hammered, you know, use it to interact. Because it, like, I've worked in bars in Copenhagen, and like, on the weekend, it's tradition to have a bunch of Swedes come into the bar.
Yeah.
Because it's easier to drink in Denmark. And they can stay out longer and, you know, drink in different places, blah, blah, blah.
Stay out longer.
Yeah, but like, I think the law, like, there's like,
I've done some comedy in Sweden, and like, there's nothing open when you're finished, and you're like, oh fuck! Like, there's, it's kind of crazy.
Just been in Stockholm. I could go out.
Stockholm.
Yeah,
like,
but Malmo, like,
yeah, not, true.
Yeah, like, I've had to wait an hour for a train after a gig once, and I was like, the only place open was Burger King. Like nothing, nothing was open. No corner stores. No like.
So you got hammered in Burger King.
I was hungry.
Another ketchup satchel.
Don't you think you've had enough?
No.
Mayo. What is this fucking?
Yeah. Well. So just to wrap this up, another sort of preventive measure is because they've introduced stricter rules before, and then, you know, you could go to a kiosk and they didn't check ID or anything. It was quite easy to sort of maneuver around these rules.
Yeah.
But now they're going to send out young mystery shoppers also to bust shop selling nicotine, tobacco, and alcohol to young people under the age limit. And the ensuing fine for a shop owner will be raised up to 50,000 kroners for the first-time offenders.
Oof.
So, yeah, that's...
Wait, what? 50,000 kroner.
50,000 kroners.
For the shop.
For the kid.
No, for the shop.
For the kid, though.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that would stop you drinking.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't... 50,000 fucking kroner. Young mystery shoppers. Mm. I'm writing... a short story called that. I don't know what it's about yet, but it's called Young Mystery Shoppers.
Now, a story that might relate to this or might explain our alcohol consumption, might explain why this is true also, is that Aalborg got the honor of being Denmark's having the Denmark's record in chlamydia again this year.
Ooh! Oh!
You did it, Aalborg.
Well done, Aalborg.
I was just there. Did I get chlamydia?
Probably. Your commitment to unsafe sex is impressive. But yeah, so the with 42 cases per 1,000 young person between 15 and 29th, Aalborg is first. Takes the first place for the most young people with chlamydia, and this is despite them throwing condoms after them.
I have a lot to say about
free
this.
Free condoms, but
tell me when it's my
yeah,
turn.
They're not putting them on the right places. The condoms. there's a lovely image of a guy called Tobias.
What?
And I don't know if I would be the spokesperson for Aalborg's
Okay,
chlamydia.
I have an announcement. I have to tell you about this. Okay, well, first of all, I just was in Aalborg. I did a show and...
Oh, we actually have to talk about this.
Yeah, Mihai was one of our listeners, brought us cookies.
Mm.
I tried the cookies. I...
Riddled with chlamydia. Oh, we're gonna...
It's an audio medium. Okay. I'm opening it.
Ooh.
I'm taking it out. Ooh, there is a... bang of rum off that.
Yeah.
It smells like rum.
Rum perfume, yeah. I think. Right, Romanian cookies.
Oh, this is like some ASMR stuff, you know, mm-hmm. We're doing now.
Listen, Mihai, we love that you brought us cookies.
Thank you so much.
There's a very heavy rum-scented sort of flavor. It smells like rum cooler if you've ever had the Danish rum cooler.
Oh, yeah.
What's rum cooler?
That's like... So the way they make rum cooler is they take all the leftover dough when baking.
Yeah.
And then they put that together.
Yeah.
Put some rum in it. And then cover it in sprinkles.
What? That's I've never had cooler. This.
No, yeah, well.
Oh.
These are called Eugenia, and they are Romanian faves.
Yeah,
and they smell like rum cooler. That was really nice. That was really nice of you.
So you had a lot to say about chlamydia. Oh,
yeah, I do. I have a lot of fucking to say. Okay, actually, I didn't know the Aalborg thing. I didn't know it was... but when my partner... So when my partner... When Johan goes to shows of mine, he's like more nervous than I am. And he... one time he was like going to a Kings of Convenience concert.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, very cool. Cool guy. But he was like... before he goes to my things, he like looks in the mirror and he like practices like in case any comedians talk to him because he hates that. He like really doesn't want
Hello.
To talk to him. And before he was like going to so a Kings of Convenience concert, he was doing this. Like he was like as though like the Kings of Convenience would do like crowd work with him or like hand him a microphone. I was like...
Maybe he just thinks he's so cool. Everyone's going to come up and talk to him.
He really doesn't want to though. He practices this face that's like... I'm friendly, but this is like he practices like saying the answers in one set in one word.
Oh wow!
Like physical therapist. Like he's just like
what standoff? He's practicing standoffish.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
like,
what he's... Wow.
Like, he doesn't want to be mean.
Wow.
But, like, he doesn't want to... He really doesn't
How
want
to... How do I say fuck off in a nice way?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And so I was like, this time that I saw him doing it before a concert, I was like, this is... Because when he does it before my shows, I'm like, so cute. Like, you really hate attention and I don't. And, but, like, then...
Also, it's your show.
I know.
Couldn't he just say... Don't fucking ask me anything.
Obviously, I wouldn't, but like he sits in the back. Like he takes every precautionary measure. You know what I mean? But like when he did this before a concert, I was like, okay, what happened to you? Like, what? Yeah, like, what? Yeah. And he was like, he's like, you know, I never really thought about it. And then he's like, okay, this one thing.
Oh.
And when he was a young person, when he was in high school, he lived in Aalborg.
You're still young. You're still young.
When he was a very young person, he lived in Aalborg.
Okay.
And he was walking in the street and he had recently lost his virginity. And he was just like walking to like the corner store.
Strutting.
Yeah. Strutting. Yes. Swaggering. He was strutting to the corner store and he was like going to buy some Haribo after school. And he was just like truly minding his own business, like looking at his Converse when like out from the bushes pops somebody with a clipboard and a microphone. Uh-oh. And they're like, excuse me, can we ask you a few questions? And he was just like, sure. And they were like, have you ever had unprotected sex? And this is a 17-year-old who has just literally for the first, he's like, oh my God, thanks for asking me. Like, he's like, I get to talk about, he's like, well, yes, actually, I have once. And then he's like, and what, and they were like, and what do you think about unprotected sex? And he was like, oh shit. Like, he was like, oh, I think it's bad unless you want to get pregnant, but I don't want that. And I shouldn't have done it. And oops. Like, that was what his answer was. And then this person's, like, writing down what they're saying. And he's like, oh, fuck. He, like, notices they have a microphone. And he's like, oh, my God, what's happening? And then somebody else comes out of the bushes with a camera.
What?
And takes a photograph of him. And he's like, And he goes, he doesn't know what's going on. And then he's like, they're like, okay, and then what's your name? And he gives them his full Jesus. Name. And then he just like goes on with his day.
Oh.
And then he goes into school the next Monday.
Oh, no.
Okay, so this was for a newspaper article that had the headline, like, kids are raw dogging. Like, everyone in Aalborg has chlamydia was the headline of this article. God. With his picture on the paper. Yes. And then, of course, like, he goes into school on Monday and there's fucking like they had used the brand new copy machine. Some kids had paid like 2 kroner a copy to put this everywhere in the high so school good. For the rest of the year. They called him Chlamydia Yom. He's in his yearbook as Chlamydia Young.
Oh, no.
And then, like, that's not even... The microphone was because they also did a radio show about it.
Oh,
and they used his
shit.
Full name. His mom's colleague... His mom is a doctor. His mom's colleague heard it on the radio and then told her.
Oh, my God.
So then she brought home all of these, like, anatomy textbooks and like had to like sit his brothers and him down and talk about fucking safe sex. Like, it was just a nightmare. And then he's like, so I guess that's why like I don't want anyone to do crowd work with
I understand why you met in New York now. I get like, oh no, you met in London and then you moved to New York.
Yeah,
stay away. Like, and now you're in Denmark but you're in Copenhagen. I get why you're not back there. Yeah,
it's real. I mean, it's really crazy.
It's traumatic.
And it was, yeah, can you believe it? And like, he was just like, fuck. And, you know, he's mostly recovered. Like, he thought it was funny and, like, he was well-liked and it was fine. Except that, like, he truly will not. If any stranger tries to talk to him now, he's like, no, no, no.
Scarred
for life. I will
not
fall into this trap again.
Okay, but did he get tested?
Shit, should I be? But it's really crazy that it was Aalborg. And, like, they're, like, the number one.
Wow,
they really have been for 20 years.
I'm sure I've said this before, but you know the big white building on the lakes? What's it called? What's the actual name of that?
Superbjørn.
Yeah, you know what that's actually, what the nickname for that is?
What?
Chlamydia Palace. Because the students...
Castle.
Chlamydia Castle. That makes way more sense.
CC. Chlamydia Castle. That is so cute. Yeah.
I remember I told my mom that, thinking it was a really fun fact. She didn't find it fun.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Oh, yeah, and there's just one story. Wait, Iceland's going to have a volcano that erupts and a whole city got evacuated?
The way you said that, it was like as if it was pregnant.
Yeah.
Iceland's pregnant with a volcanic ash.
Yeah. They've evacuated a full town, right? Mm. But so I heard that, like, so far they're saying, like, look, it's fine. You can still come to Iceland. There's no, like, major issues for anybody, like, outside of that vicinity. But,
Yeah, but they had one not too many years ago that affected, like, flight traffic.
Yeah, that was a good while ago. That was, like,
when I was in London, actually, because a lot of people were, like, stuck in London.
Yeah, I remember Ireland as well. People couldn't fly and stuff like that.
I'm going to Oslo on the Oslo boat today.
Hey!
I'm be coming back when this podcast airs. But I was, like, I don't think Iceland and Norway are very close, but I was like, oh, should I not go?
I think you'll be fine.
I mean, I don't know. People were trapped in London.
Yeah, no.
That is a good point.
But I'm on a boat. I think it'll be okay.
I'm on a boat. Oh. Yeah. Sorry.
We're showing our age.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Did we just do an episode?
I think we just did an episode.
Wow.
Hey, Marius.
Yeah.
Any hot tips?
Oh, boy. Do I?
Aalborg.
Yeah. The hot tip, don't go to Aalborg. Or if you do, wear a condom if you're having sex with Aalborg. It's you know, we're getting closer to the season of the holidays.
Thanksgiving.
that's coming up first. Yeah, that's true. But there is on the 7th of December, I think I can say friend of the podcast. Can I say friend of the podcast?
Wait, Hazel's my friend.
She's not been on the podcast, but I've met her. I've spoken to her.
Yeah, you're a good friend.
Are you can I call Hazel my friend? Is that what this conversation is?
Hazel, are we friends?
Are we friends, Hazel?
Are you friends with this podcast? Let us write to us. Let us know. Are you friends with the podcast?
Well, anyway.
We've all met Hazel.
Yes. And Hazel, she has written and directed the Busy Business Lady's Christmas, a queer Christmas rom-com musical. That's by I won't pronounce that. Hazel has written this and directed it in collaboration with Sina Moore and Let Her Speak. So this comedy collective, Let Her Speak, is putting on their very first theater production, a classic rom-com about a career-focused woman who's on a journey to discover that there might be more to the look for in life than the next promotion.
So I think it's going to be funny.
Check this out. Yes, Hazel is very funny. Sina is a very funny improviser and comedian also. There are shows on the 7th, 8th, and the 9th. Get your tickets for that. Now, another Christmassy thing in Aarhus, that's not just Albert's, on the 18th of November, Finders Keepers Christmas Design Market.
Ooh.
That's on Gusbanen. On the 18th of November from 2 to 8 it's over 2 days, so from the 18th to the 19th from 2 to 8 p.m. I think, and this is a giant Christmas design market where you can find designers bringing their designed goods, now Christmas themed, and maybe you can go pick up a present there for someone you care and love.
You know. Why did that sentence trail off?
I don't know. Care and love. I don't know. Yeah.
We'll talk later, Marius.
Well, thank you. On Sunday, the 19th of November, there's a Danish championship in Gluck.
Ooh.
At Torvhallerne by Nørreport Station. You can go try all the passionate Gluckologists, as they're called. And Get your bus on.
If I say, like, Mega Glug, do you know what I'm talking about?
Mega Glug?
There's somewhere in town where you're meant to get, like, this absolutely brutal glug that, like, two of them will knock you on your arse. Do you know where that is?
No.
I'll have to find out and put it up.
Oh, yeah. I'm remembering Glug now. I'm definitely not going to just stay sober through the end of the year. That's a nice thing. It's very cozy. I want to also say thanks. Dace and Lucas got our free tickets to the Copenhagen show, and Owen came to the Comedy Store show in at Bremen Theater. And hi again, thanks for the cookies and thanks for coming to the Aalborg show. That's so nice.
We will get face cake. We did say face cake. We will get face cake.
Yeah,
this is
I get a face cake, and this was a really nice stopover on the way to face cake.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It was a layover cake.
Oh, God.
That was going to be funny because we do lay cakes here, but that didn't work at all.
Oh, now. Okay, layer. Got it.
Yeah.
Until next week, stay
Colby. Oh, God.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.